Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Don Cornelius of Soul Train killed himself this week. Some say he couldn't take the sadness of growing old. Others say he couldn't live with the regret of not having more Polish black metal bands on his show. I guess we'll never know. Here's the show.
If only Behemoth could have made it onto the
Soul Train.
Well, I want to say this right now because it's going to sound pretty awesome. Welcome to the 150th edition.
Wow, crazy.
Of the Metal Injection live cast.
Wow.
Thank
you. How many hours of broadcast is that?
That would be over 300 hours.
Wow. I can't believe that we did over 300 hours or something.
Now, if you are a long-time live castation, what are our fans called?
Live castation, I like that.
A castation?
Crustacean.
Milkies. M-I-L-C.
If you're a milky, then you've
live
listened.
Castered? Like you bastard?
Okay, that's good.
Castered,
you've listened to our voices for over 300 hours. That's almost 1 hour a day in a calendar year.
Why don't we give a prize to someone who thinks of a good name for our audience?
Yeah. I like that.
Like a Nightwish CD.
Yeah. Well,
actually, I have an autographed Lamb of God CD that Jose gave me to give away, so we can give that away.
There you go.
Do you think maybe Rob would want that?
No, it's okay. I already have one.
Oh, big shot.
I know Jose, too. Okay? He gave me one. I wasn't going to share it with our audience. So I was going to keep it. We already have a caller on our 150th episode. Who could it be? Hello, caller.
Jeez.
614?
You're on the air.
Say something. I hear you breathing. You.
The only one.
Talk. You're nervous. Right now. Talk.
If you're on the phone right now, listen.
Yeah, say hello.
Say hello.
It's a great
try.
Start to the 150.
Yeah.
And thus concludes the 150th. By the way, number to dial is 64. All right. Extended version. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Before the episode started in our little livecast pregame, Sean kept showing us Google images of female centaurs. What was that about?
Naked
female centaurs.
The future of pornography, obviously.
Photoshop, and also women with gigantic penises photoshopped onto their bodies.
Yes, but
Sean's
these
favorite.
Ones. That's my favorite. These ones were women who had their legs like doubled in Photoshop to make like a horse's body, like a four-legged body with a gigantic dong hanging between the second set of
But it was black. Why did they like they photoshopped
well, it was just that
this
one.
Entire
it was just that
thing?
One.
I like, just don't understand why it couldn't at least be a female horse since the rest
right.
of it was female. Why it has to be
now,
a female body?
You're
with
really
a male
missing the
horse.
Was there a vagina and a penis? Like a vagina in the front
no.
legs, penis in the back.
There's no angles like
vagina,
that. It's always horizontal.
Horses don't have front vaginas.
But
or you mean like the woman's
the woman's
normal
body? Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Rob Phil,
yeah,
Equine Anatomy.
Yeah.
It's a mystical creature. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Monica's here, by
I
the
like
way.
It when she
I
like
bet
that.
You that the centaur freaks would disagree with that. Like it has to be a certain fucking way, like they are with, you know, Battlestar Galactica trivia and shit. Yeah. I bet you. No, you can't. The horse part has to have a vagina in the right place.
No, but there was all different kinds for certain people. There's ones with four tits. There's ones wearing two sets of jeans. Kind of
for all you denim fetishists.
Yeah. Like a full body
were
nylon.
Were they low-rise or high-rise jeans? What kind of jeans were they wearing?
Well, they're kind of pulled down anyway because they had to kind of be accustomed to the horse-shaped body. So
make room for the tail.
Right.
GearCentaurSex.com. I would love to see.
Do they have tails?
Yes.
No, those are just chick asses. I'm sure maybe someone has like a tail on it.
Well, they could wear those butt plugs with the tails.
I would love to see a female centaur with a huge dong with one pair of jeans and one pair of yoga pants on.
Weirdest last scene of Doogie Howser ever.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep,
send.
Where'd that come from?
Talking about
some Rob playlist.
Sorry, my ringtone is going off. I need to turn it off.
You have a call. By the way, you just spoke to Monica without introducing that Monica was here.
I said Monica's here.
Hello, Monica.
Oh, hi, Monica.
Hi.
And
hey.
Noah, you are browner than the brownie you just ate. What happened?
Yeah.
I got tan. So golden.
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep in a parking lot? Like,
yes, I fell asleep in the parking lot for some reason. All the tar
no,
got
I
on my
the
skin.
Sun,
it's like
I don't
Hulk
know.
Hogan.
Well, I mean, it's earlier in the day, and like the sun is shining on me. I guess you could just never see me in natural light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's true.
Well, and you just got back from your cruise last week. Yeah.
No, she wasn't this tan last week.
Yeah, we saw her
we
last
saw
week.
Her.
It was not.
I don't
when
know.
The tan would have been fresher.
Mm-hmm.
Were you near any radiation of any kind?
Maybe it's just that your skin peeled, and now your real tan is shining through that.
Yeah,
threshold.
She shed her top layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my chest was burnt last week, and all this week I've been shedding skin.
Prove it.
Yeah, Rob, I put...
Why would you say that, Sean?
I put cocoa butter on Rob.
Yeah, no one knows, like, Rob, you really want to get tan? Put on cocoa butter. Cocoa butter is like putting, like, simmering oil on your body. It's like I was being fried by the sun. And it definitely was the cocoa butter because when I like stared at myself in the mirror, like, why did I
the
do this to myself?
The spots where he missed, he was fine.
Yeah, you could totally. There were like spots that I clearly missed rubbing the cocoa butter on.
Oh,
my...
Noah didn't do it for you?
Yeah, no, what the hell?
Yeah,
what
the fuck,
Noah? Rob would totally have rubbed cocoa butter all over your body.
By the way, we have some very interesting comments in the chat. One person is asking where your girlfriend is, Sean. She will be
she'll
here.
She'll be here at 4 o'clock. Yeah, at the music break.
We're gonna have
your
girl.
Girlfriend. Sure. Yeah, we'll see. Your escort shows up.
Is this the first significant other that's ever been on the show?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Yeah. Possibly.
It's for the big 100.
Well, sort
episode.
Of. I had one girl I was dating on the show, but it wasn't revealed.
That's true.
At the time. But anyway. Flash Funk says that Noah's tan because of all those golden showers.
Oh,
I don't see why.
Yeah,
that...
I haven't washed off.
I guess urine is like cocoa butter. It just simmers
sure.
your body.
Yeah, if you leave it on your skin long enough, it'll burn. I don't know. I guess I was red last week and it turned into a tan, and I went tanning.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Gotta get a nice February sheen on.
Only Noah comes back from a Caribbean cruise and says, I really need to hit the tan booth.
Well, I didn't want to lose the nice color.
Are you near like a microwave
it.
With metal in it or something?
And I'm starting to peel, so I'm excited for that because then I can just sit there and start peeling my skin.
And that's a week of not having to buy dog food for Bruno. You just
exactly.
put that in his bowl.
Give him a little snack.
Nom, nom, nom.
He just licks on the knob of your elbow.
I like the way that sounds. Speaking of the cruise, there's a complaint. I lodged this complaint to Rob earlier in the week, but I feel like the listeners might agree or might need a voice of the people to say this. Now, in all your posts for that video you had, that little five-minute video of the cruise, Rob, you're like, all right, everybody who's been asking for shots of Noah in a bikini, there's plenty of them in here. Just like 10 seconds worth of Noah in a bikini.
Can I just tell you something?
Selling it really,
Frank must have at least like 2 hours of just me alone that he taped in my bathing suit.
Weird.
He's probably watching it right now at home.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Share it with the people.
That was weird.
That was for the spank.
That was not for Frank.
Leading up to the fucking cruise, all we did was promote. Yes, Noah's going to be in the bikini. Everybody's going to get to see it. And then you just 10
so
seconds
you're
of her
saying,
underwater.
You're
people
saying you
pissed.
Want a director's cut of all the shots of Noah in a bikini.
I'm saying
Frank gets one.
I'm saying that every single hit you get of people coming onto the site to look at that video
false
or look at any footage, that's why they're going there.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And you're not giving them
I'll
enough.
Tell you what. Tomorrow we're posting the photo galleries.
There we go.
Rob, can you Photoshop one of them into a centaur?
Yeah, yes. I'll make a Noah centaur.
That's what. Add a horse penis to every photo. So like, they get what they want, but they're like a little like. Fuck. I mean, if there's no I can whack off to, I guess I'll.
Knowing our listeners, I think half of them would be like, "All right, I'm listening."
Pizza Destroyer is all about that.
Dear Robert, at metalinjection.net, I would like to see Noah with a huge black dong. And yoga pants and jeans. Thank you.
And four tits.
And an Iron Maiden shirt.
Speaking of huge black
and
dogs.
And four tits and an Iron Maiden shirt.
I went to
shirt.
The Tool concert earlier this week.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the Super Bowl site.
No, that's fake. That was fake. There was a Photoshop of a dog saying, free hot dogs at the concession stand.
Oh.
And it had a woman ingesting a giant, huge black penis.
No biggie.
What?
No biggie. No, but I went to the Tool show earlier this week, and it was interesting going to an arena show because being a metal fan, you don't usually go to giant arena shows. You go to, tinier shows, 100, 200 people, sometimes 500, whatever. And the crowd for this thing was a rock radio crowd. It was just like, there were some like, nerdy dudes, which I would classify myself and Frank in that category of just like, prog metal fans there for the Music Man. Mm-hmm. And then there were just like the Jersey jock types who were there because they heard Tool on the radio and just know like
no,
five
because
Tools.
They are Tools.
Oh.
And they thought it was a Tool
but
convention.
But I mean, if they heard Tool on the radio, it was 15 years ago. So they've obviously stuck with it at least.
No, there's like classic rock stations now.
That play Tool?
That play like late 90s, early 2000s.
But Tool, really?
Wow, wouldn't they be in that? I mean, I'm assuming.
I could
I don't
see Schism showing up on that, but nothing else.
Really? No. I don't know. They I'm seem a little bit too out there for any kind of classic rock type station.
But anyway, it was my goal to be incredibly more than average stoned for this thing because Tool notorious for their stage show, notorious for their like visual stuff, and I'm like, I want to really, really experience it, man,
and totally not remember it.
Wow.
No, I remembered all of it.
Surprised by that.
But so my plan was to do this. I was going to eat a pot brownie beforehand. Right, and then I rolled a massive joint. So the pop brownie would hit. I would enjoy the opening band, Yob, and then by Tool, I'm like really feeling it. And then I was I rolled the fattest joint.
Oh,
it was a fatty boom batty, as they said in the 90s,
when Tool was popular.
When Tool was popular.
When Tool wasn't orange.
It was so
not
huge.
Orange.
And I was like, yes, I'm gonna get so wrecked. And then I was like, and I'm gonna bring some more weed and my one hitter, just in case. Midway through Tool's performance, I'm somehow not stoned out of my face. If I just need some aftershocks, I'll have that just in case, right? Okay. So.
Were you by yourself?
It was me and Frank.
Okay.
And so then, like, Frank calls me. He's like, dude, I'm outside. Come outside, blah, blah, blah. And then and to add on top of that, as I'm rolling this joint, I'm smoking bowls. So I'm already stoned. I'm
is this
pretty,
in the parking lot?
This is in my apartment. Before I
even go to the show.
I'm not even at the show. I'm smoking.
How did you even leave your apartment
I'm
after
smoking
that?
Bowls. Rolling a joint, I have my brownie packed, my one hitter, and
my
titty bag.
I have my Transformers lunchbox.
Did I forget anything?
Frank's like, I'm here, let's go. And then I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go. I put on my jacket. I rush out. I get to his van, and I'm like, oh, wait, I should have done a check. I got the brownie, forgot the joint, which I was so bummed about because I really put in some good effort on this joint.
Got the fatty boom batty.
Forgot my fatty boom batty. Yeah, that could have been the title of the episode.
No, in the
English accent, though.
Yeah.
And then I brought the weed and the one-hitter, but I don't have a lighter. So it's like, what the fuck? I ruined this whole mission for myself. I have the brownie. So at least I had the brownie. So
it's all because you got high. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's absolutely because I got high, because I was so high.
You should have
done
drugs.
And I'm like,
all right. And you forget all your paraphernalia.
So we get there. We eat our brownies. Frank had his own brownie. And then I'm like, fuck, I have this. I really want to smoke like right before they go on. Yeah, I was going to bring a fatty boom batty, but then I got high. That didn't work. But anyway, didn't work at all.
Sorry, we'll
let me just power through it.
go ahead.
So anyway, I'm like, no, I'm going to bring the weed and the one hitter, and someone will have a lighter. It will happen.
Wait for the encore.
What?
The lighters.
You, sir.
Yeah.
So then we get to the show, and our seats are amazing. We have seventh row floor. We fucking are right there. But then I'm like, shit, this could be too close because there's security all over the place. They'll see us. I might not be able to smoke weed. Oh, no, I can only be brownie high for sure. Luckily, this brownie was so fucking good that, like, in the middle of the opening band job, I was, like, foaming at the mouth already. I was just, like, not literally, but, like, just so stoned that I'm, like, my eyes are barely open.
It was a fatty boom brownie.
But then Tool starts, and I'm like, no, I really want to smoke. I really want the addition of the smoking high in addition to my body high for the brownie. So I pack this one hitter, and then they start, and it's awesome. But I look around, no one's fucking smoking. I'm like, what's wrong with you people?
The lights
went down. Let's start. Let's get this going. And I'm like, whatever, fine. I'm not going to smoke. I forget about it. Then they start, and then I'm like, into it. Then I'm into it. Then I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I smell marijuana. Uh-huh. Uh-oh, somebody's smoking. And then I turned around, and there were these like old dudes. And yeah. And so then I like pointed at them. I'm like, excuse me. And then I made the hand symbol, like, can I please borrow your lighter? And then they had it. And I mean, I feel like this is a thing amongst potheads. Like, oh, yeah, of course. And then he tapped his butt. He's like, dude, your lighter, man. And then the guy got his friend to give me the lighter, and I was in marijuana heaven, baby.
Potheads united.
Yes, and then I smoked so much, and then I was so high.
How high were you?
I basically did not smoke the rest of the night because I was so I got home. Usually I would smoke before going to bed.
Yeah.
No.
That was
I just wanted bed. I was so wrecked. And Tool were amazing. They had the best.
Just the old shit.
Tool was amazing or Tool were amazing? Which would you say?
It was. It's one thing.
You said were, though, didn't you?
Did I?
I think so.
Well, they're a group of, it's a group of people. They were. Tool collectively were great as musicians. Which one would it be? It would be was, right? Because Tool is a singular.
It was, yeah. Well, it depends on what you, if you're talking
little
about
grammar
all
injection.
The musicians together or just the band.
The band is, yeah. Okay.
They just changed it into Maynard and the Tools.
Maynard and the Tools was fantastic.
That's how I referred the entire crowd in the concert, in the arena. It was Maynard and a bunch
it
of
was
tools.
Really funny seeing, like they were like jocks in front of you, like so into it. Like it was a religious experience. Like this guy like lifted his arms in the air. Like he's like, take me now, Maynard. He's so amazing.
Did Maynard have the fake boobs and big wig or anything?
No. He just had a mohawk.
Was there a merch booth set up for his wine?
No, he wasn't.
I do want to try that, even though I don't like wine.
Ah, really? What a! The only reason he has a wine business is because of that band.
They didn't have that at the Groupon thing when you went.
I didn't check. I should.
Maynard brand wine.
Yeah. Pick it up at Whole Foods.
Yeah, no, but before the show, you were saying how they, when you went to see them before, they were playing behind screens and whatever.
Yeah, or they're just, there was no spotlights on them, and the lights all aimed out either at the crowd or to the backdrop, and there was, like, you know, screens playing a bunch of shit, and, like, there was big stacks of amps and stuff, and they were behind them, and it was just like, what am I doing?
They were behind the amps?
Yeah, there was, like, a stack of just on the flanking the side of the stage, and I guess, you know, whatever, the guitarist and the bassist were sort of tucked behind them. Maynard was in, like, behind the drummer, and I was just like, this is ridiculous, you know. But,
did they just accidentally set up the stage backwards?
Maybe,
and then it was,
maybe.
There was no time
they thought
to
it was
going to
be like a concert in the round, and it turned out to hold the
They're like, wait, the crowd's going to be on which side? Fuck!
Yeah. Go with it, go.
Side. Yeah.
It's artsy, go.
Make it work, yeah.
No, but... Their visual, like, it was definitely, it wasn't a show, it was a concert experience. They really put a lot of effort into the visual stuff. And being as stoned as I was, whenever they would have, like, spirals or portals, I'd start getting vertigo.
Nice, nice.
And dementia. I was like, whoa, man, freaking out. But, yeah, it was cool. And actually, I wanted to get on the phone... a member of the opening band, and
who's the opening band?
The opening band for the show was Yob, Darren, or were Yob?
The Yobs?
I would say was.
It was Yob.
If the name of the band is plural, then it's
the Beatles would be.
The Beatles were good.
Yeah.
Rob, didn't you have a friend in high school who used to call you Yob?
Yes. I thought Shlomo called him.
Right. Yeah.
Or Yaba or something?
Yeah, Yaba. He couldn't say R.
Yaba? The hut?
Yaba.
No.
Oh. I don't like that.
What was his friend's name?
Alan was his name.
Oh,
not Alan.
Not Alan.
Tiny,
Alan.
Tiny
Alan.
I thought that kid just was goofing. I didn't think he couldn't really talk.
No. Who are these retarded kids that you keep hanging out with in school? Like every story.
The funny thing is that when they tell stories about Rob, they get asked the same question.
You son of a bitch. Anyway, we're going to talk to the vocalist of Yob.
What's his name?
Mike Sheet. Sheet?
Shite? I'm laughing at the guy's fucking name.
Oh, no. You're yanking a chain.
We can ask about
spell
it. Pronounce
it. Spell it.
S-C-H-E-I-D-T.
Shite.
Shite?
Actually, I'm going to guess shite.
Later on the hour, we're going to have the bassist, Michael Hunt.
Mike Hunt,
yeah.
And then Anthony Weiner calling it in the second. Good. Tell us what he's doing with his life now.
And the drummer, Pat McGroin, will join us in the second hour.
Mike Sheet.
We're calling it up right now.
Oh, Sheet. I'll go with shit it. That's what I think.
You can just ask.
Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, this is Rob. You're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast.
Howdy.
So feel free to curse. It's totally cool.
All right, man. Awesome. Fuck shit. So what's happening?
As we were about to call you, we were debating the proper way to pronounce your last name. Can you end this debate?
It is shite.
Ah, very nice. Good nail, then, Mike.
It wasn't that difficult.
What do you win?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like fist fight in the UK, I think.
Yeah, I think that's why Rob kind of cheatified it, to make it not sound like
yeah. Yes.
Subconsciously.
I don't know. It's punk rock, man. It's punk rock.
Cool. So where are you located right now in the world?
I believe we're in Georgia. And we're on our way down to Florida to play. I think tomorrow we're playing in Sunrise. We have the day off. So that's what we're doing. And it's a pretty long drive, so we're just kind of, you know, we got up pretty early and have been pounding away at it.
Cool. We're actually having some technical difficulties right now with your voice.
Oh, no.
We have to call you back really quick.
We're
going to
call you back in 2 seconds.
Yeah, so we just have to...
Okay, cool.
Reconnect.
All right.
That was Mike from Yob with
now,
the shortest interview.
How funny would it be if we didn't call back and the only reason we called him was to get the proper pronunciation of his last name. We're like, all right, we got what we need.
Done.
Moving
on.
That's about enough. Okay, no, we're
gonna... No, you know what we need to do? When we call back, let's make it seem like we're pre-recording this and we didn't get any of that, so let's do the whole last name conversation over again.
Do it.
Let's see how many times we can get
it. Let's do it. Let's do it word for word as if.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, you are on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. Thanks for calling in.
What's happening? Hey, my pleasure.
You feel free to curse. It's totally cool. We're on the air. Now,
yeah.
There was some debate amongst us about your last name. What is the proper way to pronounce it?
It's Mike Scheit. It's very punk rock.
Sam, you're totally nailed it.
Me.
All right, thanks for calling in, Mike. That's going to conclude our show. No. We're just
getting annoyed.
We're just scooping around. You, of course, are the vocalist and the guitarist of Yob. Now, Yob, typically you guys play way smaller venues than you are on the tour. How has it been adjusting to playing an arena every day in front of, like, 15, 20,000 people?
It's been insane, and it took us, you know, last night was our sixth show, and I think we're starting to kind of feel a little more comfortable on that stage and getting used to, you know, you get used to, like, hearing sound bouncing off of walls, you know, like you're in a club, and so you just get used to hearing a certain thing, and then you get in these arenas, and it's just... There's a giant slow slap back of echo just naturally being in this giant room, not to mention having, instead of 400 people, having it be, like you said, 12,000 people. And so it's a very different scenario. You know, I'm used to being in clubs where monitors kind of like, whatever, you know, it's a stage prop. You know, I can't tell it's what it's doing or not doing. It's fine. And then... all of a sudden being where, like, your monitors are, like, your lifeline. You know, you're like, you have to fucking have those things or else you're not going to really be able to play. And so it's things like that, you know, me vocally trying to fill an arena with my voice. You know, it's like I've had to rethink the way I'm performing. But it's great. I mean, it's going really good. It's a trip. And everyone there has been really rad to us and gracious and helping us with the learning curve. And, you know, they've done it before, bringing in new bands that are, like, underground and they have never done it before. So it's like the crew's kind of like, it's like they're seasoned in dealing with people like us. You know, it's pretty cool.
That's cool. And so Tool invited you guys personally, I'm assuming, right, to open for
this? Yes.
Have you had any, like, hangout time with those guys? Have they stopped by?
Particularly Danny. I think, you know, Danny and Ryan, you know, Ryan Stump, she's a dear old friend of ours. And, you know, we knew her, you know, she's one of my oldest friends. Actually, I've known her we were talking last night for 11 years. And when she started hanging out with Danny, she, was just listening to the music that she always listens to, and, you know, we're one of the bands that she liked a lot, and, you know, they took an interest in us based on that and became fans, you know, passing our CDs around. And I think Adam and Danny in particular were into Yob, and so we've been kind of in the hat of bands that they've been considering taking for a while, but, you know, they're so it's not super crazy out of left field, yet at the same time it's one thing to kind of, like, toss it around a little bit and hang out and have fun with, and then it's another thing to be like, yep, are you available?
Right. Yeah, that must have been a crazy phone call. And Tool fans are notorious for being kind of hard to play to. Tool does take out band, you know, they could take out, like, a radio rock band that they know a lot of their audience would be able to take in, but they like to take bands that they personally like. So have you found it challenging to play to their audience, or have their audience been accepting for you guys?
Honestly, I mean, I'm sure there are probably message forums that are ripping us a new asshole, but I got to say that playing in front of them, we've only heard a couple boos, and for the most part, people have cheered, and it seems to be getting better and better. You know, we're just rocking as hard as we can and doing our best, and it seems to be that we're received pretty well. You know, I mean, it's not a tool reception by any shape of the word, but, you know, it's people clapping and yelling and whistling, and, you know, it seems really good. Every night we walk on stage, I'm prepared for kind of the worst, you know, and it's a tough position to be the band that is keeping Tool fans away from their favorite band for 40 minutes longer, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. So, but I got to tell you, it's been really good.
Cool. Also, on your new record that you guys put out last year, you guys had a collaboration with Scott Kelly of Neurosis.
Yes.
And that sounded pretty cool. And, I mean, was it a trip to have one of the guys that obviously had a huge influence on your band and your sound working with you guys?
Yes. We've known Scott for a while too, and you know, in Neurosis, and had the opportunity to play with him a few times, and they you know, I mean, I think we would call, you know, a few of those guys, you know, like definitely a good friend of mine personally, and we it talked about him appearing in the past. This time it just kind of worked out on this record. And so it was kind of weird to like be hanging out at the studio. And it's kind of like when we always hang out, it's just low key and fun. And we're cracking jokes a lot. And it's a good time. And then he gets behind the microphone and starts singing. And we all get like real quiet. You know, we're like, whoa. We hear this voice that's been inspiring us for 20 years, you know, and that was a really surreal moment. But Scott just like came in and played, you know, he played percussion, drums on, Adrift in the Ocean. And then he did the vocals on Before We Dreamed of Two. And he just sat down and wrote down his lyrics and his vocal parts and stepped in there and did it. Did his drum parts. He had it kind of mapped out in his mind, and we played it for him, and he did it. It is so fast. It's crazy.
Cool. And as far as your songs go, they're not, like, you guys have a very, non-traditional way of songwriting, since you have very long songs. Like, no song on your new record is shorter than 7 minutes. So what I wanted to know is, like, how do you guys construct the song? Like, what is the process that goes into it? Does everybody contribute, or does one person kind of write the skeleton of it?
I guess since day one, I mean, I pretty much write a lot of it, you know, and I'm really hung up on arrangements. And what I do is, it's not very often that I'll just bring a riff to practice. I usually bring a group of arrangements that I've been working on, and or the bones of what can be a song, and but it will already have mapped out a number of different transitions and riffs and you know, bridge pieces, and then we as a band will then sit down and we'll learn it, and then we just kind of determine on how much we're like getting off on playing it as to whether it's worth our time or not.
Right.
So even though I write all the music, more or less, I mean, as far as like this is a song I wrote, quote unquote, everybody in the band pretty much has kind of like a veto power. And if one person isn't feeling it, then it either gets shelved, or puts on a back burner to simmer for a little longer, or it just doesn't happen at all.
Cool. Some of the people in our live chat are asking what the name of the band is. So how did you guys come up with the name of Yah?
It's just an old, you know, I just, originally when I started this band, I just wanted a name that I felt like wasn't going to paint us in a corner, like Death Poodle or something, you know, so we want something that we could like we should grow into or out of or whatever, and not have it be like something that we were stuck with. And you know, and I just got it from a cartoon, to be honest with you. And and it was just, it just sounded really succinct, and we drew it up in kind of like this big stone logo, and it looked heavy, and you know, it's like kind of ambiguous, and you know, it's like, all right, that's it. I mean, of course, we find out later the UK meaning of Yavs as being like punks, you know, and that, you know, and we got a lot of shit early on in, from fans in the UK that like it was a punk band name, that it shouldn't be like a name for a metal band or a doom metal band. And then in Russia, it means fuck, and,
oh, yeah, it does.
You know, yeah. So we find out all these different meanings about Yob, you know, or, but, yeah, it's just, you know, that was all, like, after the fact, you know. We didn't even give it that much thought, like, oh, this name is going to have, oh, so much meaning. It's just more that we just wanted a name that was easy, ambiguous, and that we could, kind of a blank canvas that we could paint what we meant onto it, you know.
Sounds cool. All right, man. Well, thank you for taking some time while you're on the road to talk to us.
Hell yeah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everybody, make sure to pick up Yob's new album, Atma. It's out now. And right now we're going to play a little Yob. I'm sorry.
Rob, could I just cut for 1 second?
Yeah.
When he earlier said that he thought the name Yob was heavy and ambiguous, it took every piece of strength in my body not to jump in and be like, oh, that was Rob's nickname in high school. So I just needed to
Okay, okay, it's cool. Okay. So that's right. Yob's Atma in stores now. Pick it up. Right now we're going to play the opening track to the record. Prepare the ground. You're proud of yourself, Sid?
Yeah, I'm glad I let that out.
Sid has a glow about it.
It's like I had to poop real bad. It felt like, and then I just, that was my poop.
All right. Well, Mike,
thank you.
Thank you once again for calling in. We're going to let you go. We're just going to hang up on you.
So all right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Take it easy. Bye.
Here is Yob with Prepare the Ground on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. brother will kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, if Rob plays one more fucking faint song, there may be some violence. The Metal Injection Live cast returns now.
Oh, hi!
Wow.
How's it going? Welcome to hour number two of the 150th edition of the live cast. We figured we did so well for 149 episodes. Why not phone 150 in a little bit? And so far, I think we're doing a great job phoning it in, you guys.
It's a great number.
There's going to be a lot of girls soon.
Yeah, we're anxiously awaiting the arrival of Sean's girlfriend.
Sean's girlfriend will be here momentarily, thus bringing the ratio back
almost,
to 1-to-1.
That virus database has been...
Oh, right. I wasn't counting myself.
Stop watching the
virus
porn.
Yeah.
Pornography.
No, that was the Metal Injection Computer's virus database updating.
Oh.
There was no porn going on.
Yeah, usually we're not doing the show at this hour, so we don't hear that.
Yes. That is exactly it.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
That was the Blog Talk lady telling us.
What?
Yeah.
So,
is everyone excited for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I am.
I'm excited for pigging out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know who's playing, Rob?
The Giants and the Patriots.
Oh, there we go.
I'm just checking.
Didn't that happen a few years ago? I remember that was like the first Super Bowl I watched.
That was the first one ever.
Who am I supposed to root for?
That was the first one. That was the first Super Bowl. You didn't know that?
No, it wasn't.
We're up to like 38 or something.
46.
Yeah, they just number them weird. They started with like 39 or something. I don't know why.
They just kind of pull different numbers out of a hat.
Yeah.
Do they have OCD?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Whoever they are.
The Jews.
Darren, do you like wings? Chicken wings?
Yes, I do.
How do you like your chicken wings?
Well, I'm on a diet, so I won't be eating any chicken wings.
The worst speed date ever.
Why can't you eat chicken wings on a diet?
Because they're covered with all kind of crap, like sugar and stuff.
Rice. Mm-hmm.
Sugary sauce. But there's
no
sugar
in hot sauce.
Okay. Grilled chicken wings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some chicken wings don't have breading.
Boiled.
Breaded. Well, what are you getting? Breaded wings, right?
No.
What are you getting?
Rob, what's tonight's menu?
Well, we are going to pig out so hard. We're first of all, nobody's cooking because this is the 21st century. We order out.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got seamless.
And we're going to be ordering from not one, but two different places.
That's right.
Because these two
a wing competition.
Well, this one place has great wings, Buffalo Cantina, and it's a Mexican place, so we can fulfill our nacho orders there, and our
taquitos.
Oh, and guac, of course. We can get some guac. And then there's this American
bar.
Thank you for the full explanation.
We got the translator.
Yeah, that brownie's like coming that. In.
And then we're going to get from this other place. Is it Two Boots? What's the place called?
No.
Boots?
Tavern Door.
Tavern.
Two-door
tavern.
Tavern Door. Why do you need to know the specific region?
You know what's going to happen now, Ralph? They're going to order all the chicken wings the Buffalo Cantina has.
Well, from there, they have great pigs in a blanket, great sweet potato fries.
Gross, no such thing.
Sweet potato fries, by the way, greatest invention of all time.
And I think they have Philly cheesesteak egg rolls.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
Oh my! And they have really good boneless buffalo wings too.
Wait, what?
Which would be buffalo nuggets? Yeah. Those are so good. Would there be anything else that I'm missing?
And we'll also make a stop at CVS and get some chips and dip.
Well, we're gonna have nachos and guac.
I sent it to CVS before the show. Yes. You should have texted me.
Oh, it's done. Well, you should have let me know this is happening.
I got her toilet paper and Coke.
I ran out.
I showed up early.
Wow, they sell cocaine at CVS?
Really?
Yeah, how convenient.
She didn't make you buy maxi pads?
No. I would have. I don't care in this neighborhood.
Dan, I need 3 packs of Kotex, please.
Wait,
damn it, I should have made you buy something really awkward.
I totally would have done it. I don't.
Enema?
In Williamsburg?
Enema bag?
Dude, pick me up a contraceptive sponge.
Do they still sell those?
I think they're out.
I need some Vagisil, Sid. Can you go to CVS?
I would sit at the counter like...
Get it on Seamless now.
My pussy is itching. I need that.
Anal thermometer. But how much beer do we have? Do we need to go buy more after this show?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Sid? We have some time before
go.
Game starts.
Well, yeah, we have like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But
Why don't you just text Vanessa?
Yeah.
Hey,
no, we want Vanessa to come here as soon as possible.
Sean's getting out the phone.
Sean, what are you going to text her?
Hey, bitch.
You don't show up with two six-packs.
No, she's
you're going to have two black eyes.
She's in the elevator now, I believe.
You know, how do you know? Do you have a spider sense? How the fuck
I'm
do you
talking
know?
To her.
Why are you talking? Why are we both talking
dual,
to her?
Double fisted texting.
Because.
During the show.
She's really in the elevator?
Yeah,
is this her entrance
here.
Music?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, is she? I don't know. Is she dressed in a theme for the?
Is Vanessa a football fan?
Yeah, for the most part.
Did you tell her it was a nudist podcast?
Yes, I did. Actually, I did.
Sean, who are you rooting for?
I will say the word Bears out loud, but that will mean Giants. I just can't physically yell
so,
Giants.
I don't understand. Why not? Bears? When would you say Giants? Like, even we're Giants fans, we don't sit there going Giants.
Yeah.
No, because everyone outside my goddamn apartment at every bar is screaming Giants as I walk up.
Oh, and not during the game, I guess. You would, like, if I walk up and see someone with a Giants shirt, I'll go, Giants. But, like, when they score a touchdown, I don't stand up and go, Giants.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that do, though, right?
Well, Chicago people do that shit. The Bears!
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that's all SNL
for. Is that like the football version of Slayer?
Slayer! or Ditka. Yeah, just yelling Ditka. Ditka. Even though he hasn't been with the team for, you know, God knows how many years, we should still love to yell Ditka.
Love to yell what?
Ditka.
That's cool. Noah, do you have a team that you're rooting for? Are you going to be rooting for the Giants?
She's rooting for the Yankees, as usual.
The Knicks.
The Knicks.
She just roots for whoever pisses me and Sid off the most.
Yeah.
It doesn't piss me off, though, remember?
It doesn't. That's what she tries to do, though. Yeah.
I don't care as long as I can continue getting high and I have food.
I'm rooting for Madonna and the movie trailer. I'm rooting.
How bad do you think Madonna's going to look?
Oh, my God.
I think she's going to look good, actually, because I just saw that video where she had coats of makeup on. And it's like her and Nicki Minaj and M.I.A. So basically the modern-day versions, the modern-day ethnic versions of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. Which, it's crazy to say a modern-day version of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears, implying that those girls are yesterday's
new.
Yeah,
10 years.
Yeah,
it's
been 10 years.
Christina Aguilera is like 800 pounds now.
She has really let herself down.
I like it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
She only wears muumuus now.
How? Yeah, I know. And
it's
you know who else?
It's because she had those kids. She has one kid or two kids.
Kelly Clarkson.
Some people can bounce back.
Kelly Clarkson's sort of been up and down her whole career.
But she's. Have you seen her lately?
Oh, my God. She was on SNL a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she wore. Oh. Oh,
Vanessa,
my God.
That's the dog pound.
Wow. Wow, Sean.
DMX just walked in.
Yes.
Well, Prada.
She had the most non-form-fitting clothing ever. The dresses she wore were so tight, it made her look so fat.
So that is form-fitting.
I don't know.
Form-fitting means it's tight.
Okay.
Yes.
But form-fitting
means
she was like in a
form-fitting
means
like in a pleasant way.
No, it just means it fits
yourself.
Okay.
Tight on your body.
It depends whether the form is pleasant or not.
Yeah,
like the leather shorts that Sean is wearing right now. They're form-fitting, but they're not particularly flattering.
Right.
They do chafe
the
a little bit.
The
one nut is hanging
longer.
Out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but the flap that lays down in the back is kind of nice.
Yeah. We'll talk about
Flash
that
Flash Funk just said Bangs should perform at the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Is Madonna going to emerge from between Nicki Minaj's butt cheeks?
I love that.
Is that the introduction?
Yeah.
Wasn't that your dream you had before?
But before, do you mean right now?
Yeah, then her face would be all fleckled with a flecked with brown like Noah right now.
So you're saying that Noah's face is covered in Nicki Minaj's dingleberries?
She looks very tan.
Hey.
No, it wasn't an insult, Noah. It was that you look tan. That's all.
Or, like, I have shit on my face.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Maybe you could interpret it that way. That's not what
feelings.
I meant. That's not what I meant.
That's only
I
the literal interpretation.
I think we're three very, very lovely women in the studio, and we're blessed because we've had some other guests that are not nearly as attractive.
Odorous.
Yeah.
With his penis flapping around.
Yeah.
Frank.
His real penis.
Frank's penis is flapping around?
Frank, yeah.
Frank, do you remember when we were on the cruise? And Frank was in the bathroom, and he was drunk, because it was later in the day, and he, like, fell over or something, and he's like, oh, I'm good, and then I said to him, I was like, just don't forget to zip your pants up, and then he comes out of the bathroom with, like, his dick hanging out of the zipper, but, like, through his boxers. Do you remember that? That was really weird.
Wait, did you saw Frank's dick?
No.
No, he was
underwear.
Like, yeah, it was through his underwear.
And it was very red underwear, as far as I
know. Ew, it was like a red rocket sticking out of his pants.
Oh, my God.
It was actually the...
He got his dick caught in the zipper.
The music is so epic while we talk about Frank Scratch.
Well, the conversation evolved while we were...
But let's introduce Vanessa. There we go. Vanessa, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Good. Give her a better thing.
This woman puts up with Sean 24 hours a day. Well, not really. They both go to work. But every evening she puts up with him for weeks at a time. How do you do it, Vanessa?
Am I on?
You are on. You're on. Can we get a mic check?
You just talk into it.
By the way, if you have any questions for Vanessa, you can call us at 646-929-1357.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, chat room.
Eddie the Head asks, wait, Vanessa is real? We can confirm she is indeed real.
Well, there's a woman here. We can't confirm that it's
if
really
it really
Sean.
Is.
Yes. How much is Sean paying you?
Did you meet Sean on the street about 30 minutes
One
ago?
One question at a time.
Yeah, really?
I did. He paid me to go out with him.
Oh, okay.
How much? What does that go for? there's a few people in the chat asking questions, so I'll field a couple of these. Will there be squirting during the Super Bowl?
Oh, ladies.
That's not for you. That's for the
ladies.
Whoever wants to answer.
An answer, please.
Depends how spicy Rob's mouth gets from his buffalo
wings.
Oh,
what? You think he might turn you on if he's more spicy?
Wow. They're going to be a whole different sort of field goal tonight. Hello.
Is that what all that
extra
I'm going to have to put the fire out one way or another.
That was the most unerotic thing
Rob
is psyched.
Rob is psyched.
Is that what all the extra toilet paper was for that you had to pick up?
Wipe Rob's chin off later.
Oh, God.
Yes!
Is that what all the product in your hair is today?
Squirt juice.
Now we have the first question for Vanessa. Do you prefer corn or flour gingers?
Oh. You don't have to answer anything that you don't want to answer.
That's a good one.
Some stuff can flour stay gingers, private.
Huh? Flour gingers. There you have it.
Can you hear me? Hello?
What else have we got here?
Vanessa, do you listen to power violence like Sean?
I do not, actually.
What type of music do you prefer?
I am a...
Use
this one.
Use
that one.
I like a lot of hip-hop, actually. And
get in there!
A lot of hip-hop and...
She likes Ani DeFranco and Radiohead.
Yep.
Huh. That, my two favorite hip hop bands are Radiohead.
Yeah, we're very opposite.
But she actually comes to a lot of good shows. She's seen.
You pull through. You power through it.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The
Groove Grind.
I like it. I like the energy. It's kind of different.
What was your least favorite show to go to that Sean dragged you to that you were like, fuck?
This one right here, probably.
Pretty much. I was hoping to come at 6, but...
Was it Human Toilet when you went to see them?
No.
No. Now, what was that favorite one to go see? Oh, you guys were at it.
Yeah.
Was it
Dillinger Escape
Mastodon?
Mastodon. Yeah. Yeah, we were there.
That was unpleasant. Why? The music or the...
I don't know.
The face tattoos?
Yeah. No, I think we talked about this on the show, that I enjoyed the Dillinger stuff, and Mastodon was just kind of meh.
Yeah.
They're boring.
Yeah. Mm. They did a lot of the new shit, and it was like, meh.
What I like about Vanessa is that Sean will take her to, like this dingy basement where there's, like...
my apartment.
Wait.
50 sweaty, gross guys just, like, bunched up against each other. And
that's
Vanessa
what you like about him?
No. What I like about Vanessa is that she'll go with Sean. Like, she's open to the experience. Like, she's not scared or... Disturbed by it or anything like that.
Yeah.
She's very supportive.
But wait, you took her to Disturbed?
Yes. Well, Disturbed is the first show. That's where I actually asked her to be my girlfriend.
You have courage.
I said, do you want this sickness? But but I still do the inverse. I'll go see Cat Power and Feist and Sia and all that shit.
Yeah, but you want to see them.
Exactly.
Yeah. He does.
All right, we have a caller right now. Let's pick this up. Noah, who do we have?
Someone from area code 631, which is Long Island, I think.
Yep. 631? Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Garrett from Long Island.
Hey, Garrett, what's going on?
I was actually, I had a question for Vanessa and Sean. I was wondering, did Sean tell her about his relationship with Pizza Destroyer?
Oh, yeah.
Sean is in love.
Well, that's the thing. Vanessa won't add me as a relationship status on Facebook. She doesn't believe in it. And then at one point...
Relationships are
Facebook.
Hold on. Can we explore that? Why don't you believe in adding? Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I'm on your side in this, but tell me why.
I don't know. I figure my close friends and everybody I know like knows we're in a relationship, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like... What's the point? You know, and you go to single, and you get like 15,000 people commenting, "Oh, so sorry." And
oh, so you already told
her.
Oh, no,
get over
it. Is
that what's going on
here?
You don't want to deal with the breakup.
Yeah. She'll get her fun for a year and a half, and when she breaks up, she doesn't want to deal with the single tag going on.
So wait, does Sean ever give you?
She's a forward thinker.
Does he give you shit like he wants you to do?
Yeah,
he's pressuring you?
I did
really
a long time ago. Not anymore.
Oh, that's
like this is like a year ago. Well, no, because I didn't give a shit, and then she was. I was so surprised that she was so against it. But then when Pizza Destroyer added me as in a relationship with him, she got a little jealous. She got a little upset.
Really?
Well, thank you for your call.
Wait, is this the Garrett that makes the comics?
Yes.
What?
Yes. It is?
Yeah.
Is it Long Island?
Just saying yes. He's not, it's not him. He called us.
What's the name of your Tumblr?
PBOTB.com.
Oh, it's really you?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this guy doesn't sound like a comic artist to you.
No, he spoke to us. I thought his voice sounded different. So.
Wait, where are you in Long Island?
Comic. It's in, like, the middle.
I see.
The middle of Long Island.
Yeah, like the fucking spit center middle.
Cool. Well, thank you for that comic last week that you drew of us as Muppets. That was hilarious.
That was great.
With me wearing a shirt that I actually own.
Yeah, Sid was...
Yeah, I didn't know you would actually own that. That's fucking crazy.
He was
like,
so
that's my go-to Halloween costume, because all I have to do is put on a T-shirt.
Am I in this one?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yes, you haven't seen this?
No.
You look like
I'm left out of everything.
Yeah, Sean, I put Sean in there, because he's always complaining nobody does anything for him.
That's true. This is true.
But you
I felt bad.
I look like I have AIDS now. What are you talking about?
It's very active. How is it going out with someone with AIDS, Vanessa?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard. He's very up and down with his moods.
Mm-hmm. And my T cells.
Yeah. People are now offering to be your Facebook boyfriend in retaliation. Would you
be mine? To be mine?
No, but that's yours.
You already have you, Sean. Don't cheat on Pizza Destroyer, Sean. Eddie the Head wants to be my Facebook girlfriend.
And then why won't you be my Facebook girlfriend?
She didn't even answer yet. Jesus.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Just
why
send
not?
Her a message.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. Have you seen Lemon Party?
Is that for me? What?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all for you.
No idea. What is that?
Three old dudes blowing each other. One's Asian. It's gross.
Cue it up on your phone, Sean.
Okay. Cue it up for the lady.
Oh, wait. We still have Garrett on the phone.
Garrett. Any other questions? For you, dog?
No, that's about it. You guys go on. I'm actually getting called at, so I got to run.
Oh, no.
Oh, thanks,
Jack.
You're safe.
Okay.
Just... Once again, the number is 646-929-1357. If you want to ask Vanessa something really uncomfortable about Sean, now is the time.
Questions about Sean.
Here they come.
Well, someone wants to know first before we get that out of the way whether you're a ginger. Also, she's not a ginger.
I already said that.
Yeah, she's a brunette.
What are you, Vanessa?
We talked about this on the show that she's half Peruvian, half Italian. Why would that be a ginger?
That. You never know.
Maybe they didn't know.
There's a lot of Germans that immigrated.
For all of you wondering, yes, Vanessa is totally out of Sean's league.
Yeah. I've said this on the show.
Right. That was the elephant in the room.
There's clearly something wrong with Vanessa.
Let's ask that. What's wrong with you?
It's
What's
a dick.
Do you have a penis? What? All right, I'm going to ask each of you the same question. We'll see what answers you come up with. Sean, I would like you to rate both of you on a scale of 1 to 10.
4, 11.
4 and 11.
Aww.
And you would say?
How would you rate each of you?
Same.
Attractiveness scale.
No.
Just say what he said. It's much easier.
Of course, 4 and 11.
6 and 6, she says, which is clearly wrong.
Well, she thinks you're above average.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like her because she has the mentality of a former fatty, which she never was, though. But oh, we're like, good. She has no concept of how attractive that she is. So I, that's how I slipped in.
Those are always good.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Low self-worth, Vanessa, is that it?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're with Sean. I mean, that's true. Let's put our cards on the table here. No, I'm just kidding. Sean is a wonderful person.
That's debatable.
Sean has a really good job.
Yeah.
Right?
But she's the breadwinner. So what is it, what does that equal?
Here's a good one. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
The Giants.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a very non-committal.
Yeah.
Are you from New York or where are you from originally?
No, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
So you're right in between the two territories.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone at home is rooting for the Patriots.
Oh.
I figure I live in New York. Might as well do that.
Yeah, because who in Connecticut would root for a New York team? I feel like.
Half and half, basically.
Flesh Funk here has two questions. Vanessa, have you met Shlomo yet?
No.
We haven't.
I'd love to, though.
Well, you did.
Yeah,
I would love to.
He's probably going to add you on Facebook now.
But not in person. And are you getting married soon? When's the wedding?
When are you guys getting married? Where are my grandkids? We want grandkids.
Yeah.
Wow.
The tone in Vanessa's voice suddenly changed.
Would that make you change your Facebook status if you actually got married? Would that be enough?
No, she's on the divorce thing.
See, if you're worried about the messages you're going to get when you break up, imagine what you get when you get divorced.
No, marriage gets the it's complicated tag.
Well, marriage is complicated.
Someone wants to lay me out?
What? Pizza needs to call in and lay Vanessa out, is what that comment was.
Pizza hasn't called in quite a while.
He called in.
I would think all the mouth breathers would like to lay you out, but not in a way.
Sean has a girl over. Suddenly he's Mr. Big Shot.
No, I mean, all these fans.
You know something? All these fans here fucking kiss your ass and that's that. And they insult them.
I have a mouth breather, too. I don't give a fuck.
Listen, the live castations are a wonderful bunch of people.
Did we settle on that one?
I thought it was live
casters. We have a caller.
I like life.
I thought we were
live milkies. They're milkies.
Yeah, I like milkies.
How about live castaways?
Okay,
we're giving out a prize for that.
We have a milky on the phone.
Who do we got? 707, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Sean from California.
Hey, Sean from California.
It could be Sean Off.
Nice.
Sean Off. What's up?
Not much. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Long-time first-time, all right.
I was just wondering if you had any CDs you were giving away.
Vanessa, do you have any CDs you're giving away?
Yes. She has about 400 CDs that she won't get rid of.
What do you ask? You want CDs?
Yeah.
But it's all Indigo Girls promos, probably.
No, Ronnie she's DeFranco. Got some shit in there. She's got some Blink-182 and Disturbed. You can get rid of that shit.
Yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with
I have an Ed Guy Greatest Hits CD that I can give you. She's like,
did I say anything was wrong with Tegan and Sarah? You're so defensive.
It was the tone you took.
Sure, my tone. Okay.
You can get rid of all those Fish bootlegs.
Love Fish. No, I hate Fish. I don't want that going on the air. It's embarrassing.
We'll edit that out.
So if you're a long-time listener, what makes you think that we just give away CDs?
We haven't done that since year one.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to restart it.
There you go.
That's it.
Well, congratulations. You just won yourself a free CD.
Nightwish.
Are you a metal? Yeah, free Nightwish CD. Are you a metal injection junkie?
Yep.
What's your junkie username?
Death Metal.
Oh, what?
This guy is so straight to
this
the
guy,
point.
I've definitely seen you leave some comments on the site. You deserve yourself a free CD. Send Rob Injection a private message, and within 6 to 8 weeks, you'll receive a free Nightwish.
How was that name not taken? Death
Metal. Well, that's how long he's been.
He's a long time fan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, seriously, he's been around for a while. Cool, man. Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Thanks for visiting the website.
See, that's all you had to do is call and ask for a CD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And use the website.
We should start that over with what we used to do in the first year, that if you're a first-time caller, you are entitled to a free CD.
How would we know?
First time.
Why don't we just give stuff away?
Yeah, if you have crap to give away, what does it matter if they're a first-time caller or not?
Doesn't
just
Frank have a bunch
crap
of
Well, because people will call in every week.
What do you care?
Because Rob's lazy and doesn't want to go to the post office.
Thank you, Sean, for saying what needed to be said.
Yeah.
But if it's the
I
same
wouldn't
person,
want to do it either.
But if it's the same person every week, then you just send a box at the end of every month and it's one trip. It's better for you.
I already offered to do all the mailing of those CDs, and you were like, yeah.
Okay, I will bring it. I will bring
it. We already had this conversation, and you said the same thing before. It's not
No,
he said no last time.
No, I thought you said
conversation.
No. We'll talk about it off. Thank you,
see
Sean.
What you did,
Vanessa,
Sean?
Would you mail yep. CDs out for us?
Yep.
And maybe I'll get them in 3 years, probably. I've told this girl a movie starts like an hour and a half before it actually starts, so she gets there on time.
I was here on time today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Welcome to Couples Counseling.
Oh, we're
going to
talk about this later.
Sean made the, yeah, well, face.
Now, Vanessa, what don't you like about Sean?
Yeah.
He doesn't like your tardiness. What
how much time
like?
You got?
She doesn't
we
like
have
his,
about 35 minutes left in the show.
She doesn't like his tardiness.
His tardiness?
That he's like a tard. Tardiness.
We can talk about she yelled at me the other night that I was drinking too long and didn't come over to her place soon enough.
Too long
oh.
as in terms of time?
She's like, I thought you were just having one beer and then you're coming
oh.
over. And then like,
so you think Sean's a bit of a lush?
And then I had a six-pack and then
wait,
I was like, I'm still
wait,
coming.
So you were at your house.
No, I was at a bar.
You understand a six-pack is a beer to Sean.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. Phil like, came over, Stone.
That's
sober.
A buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when oh, you're sober. I was gonna say if you're a little more buzzed up.
No, I did. I have a buzz. I had a buzz on, but I wasn't like doing my usual.
But wouldn't that make Vanessa a little more attractive? You got a little buzz on.
What are you trying to say?
When you're drunk, you're hornier. I'm not saying that Vanessa isn't attractive. That's not
when
what
I'm
it.
Drunk. He's more attractive.
That's why I took her out last night for like four wines and a beer.
Now here's a good question. What do you think about his Patrick Swayze tattoo?
I like it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any tattoos on Sean that you can't stand that or embarrass you or in some way offend you?
That's a real question.
Kind of,
oh, yeah, it's a shitty one. There's one on my ribs that I don't like.
Do
like,
you have a tattoo on your ribs?
Up. I do.
What is it?
It's a Joe Strummer homage.
Yeah.
But
what's
it's
wrong
just,
with that?
No. It's just the guy that did it was just shitty.
Yeah.
It was like a... And he was a singer for this band in L.A. and told me, like, when we were hanging out, that he was like, oh, I tattoo, too. And I'm like, in the back of my apartment, I have this, like, guest studio space, self-set for tattoos. I was like, all right, I'll come over. Yeah, you do this? He's like, yeah, I'll do it for free. And then he did it. And I'm just
you
like,
hadn't seen any of his
so
other
you really
work?
Do have AIDS.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
No, he was all set. This guy was, like, clinical as fuck, but, like, he just did not have the skill. Like, the way that he talked it up and all the stuff and all the equipment he had, I just assumed that he'd be good. So... We went into it, and I'm like, yeah, stop. He's like, it's only like really halfway done, and I just kind
of
want to get covered.
What band was he in? Is this a band we've heard
of?
Yeah,
it's a band called Damnation. You can look them up.
Oh, but, I think
you can look them up.
We have a caller.
They're a horror punk band.
An international caller, I believe. Death Slizer, is that you?
Hello?
Hello? What's your name? Where are you from? What's your question? Because you're calling internationally.
Hey, my name's Matt. I'm calling from Sydney, Australia. How's it going?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
Question, why not? I know probably you and Noah would probably say yes to this regardless, but would you guys drink the liter of semen in order to get a random good superpower?
Would we drink a liter of semen to get a random superpower?
Whose semen is it?
Yeah, a random good superpower, not like a shit one, where you can talk to fish, like a proper good one.
But why does it have to be random? Why, if you're going to go as far as to guarantee it's good, why not just let us have the choice?
Yeah.
Because that takes the fun out of it.
Do I get to pick the superpower, or is the superpower
it's random?
Random.
They just
it's random.
Monica, could you please explain to Rob what random means? We need
wait,
to translate right.
I have a
is
question.
It like a fitting superpower?
Where you don't know what you're
going to
get.
Oh, there you go.
I have a question for clarification.
Yeah?
Is there a time limit on how long I have to drink the semen?
You
wait, the less you have the superpower. Can I take one sip like every day until it's gone, then I get the superpower at the end?
Like in a sitting, basically.
One sitting.
Just talking one sitting, yeah.
Why would you want to prolong it?
I
get it over with.
But if you did it like once a day and wash it down with water,
can
you know.
We snort it or do we have to take it out of our mouth?
I saw that.
Of course you did.
Girls with a fucking, like, snorting cum through a dollar bill.
What?
Straw.
Second best
oh my God.
Smoothie in their ass and then drinking it.
No,
I don't know that at all.
Nothing
no,
you can look it up.
That.
I put a speculum in it.
I totally believe you. I just never saw it.
How do they fit the blender in there?
What?
How do they fit the blender?
No. They do the blending all in the blender itself, and
then they
spill it into the speculum in the ass, and then they dump. Then she squirts that back out into
a
cup,
like a
and
filter.
Then she drinks it.
It's an ass filter.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
A Google ass smoothie on your own time.
My answer is yes, I would do that if I could drink the cum very slowly, and it was my own cum.
Did you say
your
if we could
own
mix it?
I can't
All right, Rob.
Rob did it for free. Yeah. I'm doing it for a super pack.
I didn't smoke it. I just tasted it a little bit. I just wanted.
All right, I'm sorry. Gosh.
Rob's superpower is having his friends make fun of him. So he drank his cum and then.
Like, no! It's like a Twilight Zone.
Well,
there's, I don't know if they answered, but I answered yes, but with conditions.
All right, that's.
I forgot what the question is.
Would you drink cum for a superpower?
How much
you
cum?
Didn't forget that.
A liter of cum or something.
A liter of semen.
I have to drink a whole liter.
Yes.
Yep.
But like, Evan, you've done that in your life.
But you can break it up into like shots if you wanted to.
All right, then I guess so.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a small price to pay for a superpower.
Wait, right. Are you allowed to mix?
Exactly.
You mix it with like a protein shake?
Well, he said in one sitting, so I guess, you know, at some point you're drinking cum.
It's if I just had a little chocolate milkshake.
And then dump it on
that in there?
I honestly can't. I don't know if I can accurately answer that, honestly. I mean, I mean, I don't know how cum tastes at all.
I'd mix it if it was like they could toss it into like a Jamba Juice. That would be like
diluted.
Sure. Yeah.
And strawberry Jamba Juice.
Now, what if the superpower that I have I don't like? What if I'm like?
What was that story?
What if it's a shitty super? Hey, shut up, dog. Shut up.
If you don't like, well, you still drank the cum already. Unless the superpower is forgetting that you drank cum, then there's not really much they could do for you.
Fair enough.
I just want flying. Everything else is fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
I want the force.
What?
The force.
That's not a superpower.
Move things with my mind. No, that's not.
Oh, telekinesis.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because you're so lazy.
The force.
Yeah.
I don't have to roll joints anymore.
Yeah.
Roll it.
I want that seltzer from the fridge. Can
but also,
to
I,
me?
I could
sure.
just, I could just hover,
of
use
course.
My mind to move myself without having to like walk.
You can levitate.
Yeah, levitate.
The kitchen.
Your
yeah.
whole body will atrophy
no,
just because you're so lazy.
Or I could levitate the kitchen to me.
Just fold your house into out of itself.
Fridge, come to my bed. And then
yeah, that's
like,
the only reason you'd use it for.
Luke, let's go.
Beckon women.
Hey, let's make him go to bed just so you can get food faster.
Yes, just so I can get food faster. That's why.
Or just stick your finger out so women
what
can
it,
just get fingered by themselves.
That would be so great. I'm like, I want a ham sandwich.
Take it so.
Pierogies, enter my mouth.
just from like.
So we know Rob's price. He's willing to drink a liter of cum for a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
In summation, yes.
That's like a typical Tuesday.
That's like a local deli. No, it's Juice Rob's coming. Get the cum bucket ready.
Bring
oh,
out the gym.
It's a bucket?
It's just a mop bucket.
You have to do it all the way.
Come on, guys.
Thank you, audio version of me. Thank you.
Cut it out.
Vanessa, do you want to take a jab at Rob about his cum eating?
Go on.
That's a cum power, yes, no?
No, I think he's already sitting there taking the jab at himself too much, so we'll just leave it at that.
But you could be paid with a superpower and then rob a bank with it,
mm-hmm.
if it's the right kind of superpower.
Yeah.
And you could be paid forever.
Well, it's not so much picking the right superpower. You get it randomly.
Right, I'm saying,
so
if you've got the right superpower.
That's sort of the risk you take with it.
Sure,
okay,
yeah.
How many... bad superpowers are available, and how many good ones are
yeah,
available?
Yeah, do we at least
like,
know what
the
options
the
are before?
Yeah, what are the superpowers that could be chosen at random?
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far into it,
like,
really.
Like, every time you laugh, you dump your pants. Like, that's your superpower.
He said they're all good.
They're all good.
You thought
they're good ones where you can, like, fly and use the force to get food, and then there's shit ones like talking to fish.
All right, so you definitely won't be Aquaman, is what he's saying. But you may be a fan, so... Maybe you could get Christopher Reeve's horse jumping ability.
Oh,
yeah. Or you could like
in the background.
Like wildlife.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm walking to work right now.
Promised them superpowers.
It's a kookaburra.
That's exactly what it is. It's a kookaburra.
I told you.
Really?
Yeah.
In a eucalyptus tree too.
Yeah, exactly. You could probably also hear like trains and cars and all that kind of shit going around.
No, just the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Just the natural wildlife of Australia.
Because we're international, baby!
Exactly.
Stockman lying guy. He gets himself up on the one elbow.
Talking at the beginning of this.
Oh, is that Rolf Harris?
Yes, it is. Rolf Harris.
Oh my god, I'm not gonna lie, I think you guys just became honorary Australians.
Yeah. What is he like?
If you ever come down here, there will be a beer waiting for you.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Is he the Yanni of Australia or something?
What? Michael Bolton.
I just want to read something from the chat really quick. Morbid Toaster writes, Rob would steal from a sperm bank, and then Dave McBain's only friend writes, he runs the sperm bank.
No, he causes runs on the sperm bank.
Somebody said rob a bank, and I was thinking to myself, if there was a rob a bank, it would be a sperm bank. So I'm glad that in the chat room they basically made that joke also.
So the guy who said, the guy who was going to make that long distance call.
Okay. They're calling right now.
Yeah, we have more than one line. You don't have to.
Yeah, anyway, look, I'm about to get to the office now, so I'm going to go. Have a good day.
8:30 in the morning, Monday.
Hey, you say this, I'm back in the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
What?
You're rooting for the Patriots?
Fuck you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Why?
You can't enjoy football. You're not American.
Do you have money on it?
You're not allowed.
I do, actually.
He has money on it.
How many games do the Patriots have to win to win the Super Bowl?
All right. See you later, guys. Have fun.
Ah!
Wait.
Well, fun rhymes with one. That's kind of close.
All right. Let's get Slizer on.
He hasn't called yet.
Yeah, he hasn't called.
Call back.
We're ready for you, Slizer.
We're just going to wait?
Yeah. Dead air until
we're waiting.
Once again, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. If you have Gmail and you use Google Voice, you can make the call for free because there's free calls within the U.S. You can call us from your computer.
Did you know that?
I did.
Talking to the microphone.
That was Tech Talk with Rob. Want free calls in the U.S.? Use Gmail, Google Voice. They're not a sponsor of the Metal Injection.
I was
going to
ask Vanessa a question, but he called.
Oh, let's get him.
Okay. Talk. Go. Hurry.
Hey.
Hey, who is this?
It's the Death Slicer from Norway. You remember me? I was the one with the Mortal Kombat song, and who sounded like he was drinking whiskey a lot.
Okay.
You still do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. Don't you remember? I was the guy who was really, really sexy and hiding under the bed.
Oh, I remember this.
Okay,
right.
Yes. What's up, Slizer?
Yeah. Oh, not much. Just chilling. For once, you actually do the show earlier, so I can actually call in.
Just for you.
Yeah, just for me. I really love you guys. I want to, if I could have a superpower, it would be fucking robbing the ass every day.
Oh, best superpower ever.
You know, superpower?
Oh, yeah.
Say that superpower is called Mr. Brooklyn.
Right.
What?
I would,
what he looks like.
I would pay for the plane ticket to have that superpower happen. I know, I would.
Goodness.
I've got money.
Oh. Yes, thank you, Sean. Thank you very much right there, man.
Right now, I cannot handle this.
Send me a private message. Send me a private message on the Metal Injection forums, and I'll get you that plane.
Well, what's your username?
Spleen Latifah.
What?
Spleen Latifah.
Okay, I'll try to see if I can figure something out right there.
It's fucking Spleen Latifah.
Of all the things to come to the U.S. to do.
Okay, no. And by the way, I remember from last time, and, you know, you guys played some of my songs, and Darren asked if that song was about the phone, and by the way, it's not. It's actually about a robot. So I'm not so stupid.
I didn't say you're stupid.
Thank you for finally clearing that up. That
we almost couldn't do the show this week because we didn't know the answer to that. Okay.
All right, great. Well, thank you for your...
Yeah, that's my really intelligent answer to that.
Stop drinking. And
I'm not drinking. Now you can actually hear me talking in real and just not the whiskey voice under the bed.
Oh, yes.
I can't
believe that someone
let me try to do an impression right here.
Okay.
No. It sounded real alike, didn't it?
That was very good. It was not real life.
Shlomo, was that really?
All right, let's see. Here's the pizza destroyer. Hey guys, this is Vinny calling. I'm just trying to say hello to you guys, you know.
You got to give us a joke as pizza destroyer.
Yeah.
Give it back. All right. You know, a guy walks into a bar and he farts. Oh, that's really funny.
That was great.
You're nailing it.
You sound a little bit too coherent. Slight.
Okay, well, what does coherent mean? I'm not English, so.
You speak it.
We're not English either.
Oh, you're Jewish. That's the way.
Uh-oh.
Getting personal.
Right. Yeah, fucking Jews. I'm an atheist, so I'm really glad to be free of that. I'm really happy though. I'm really happy. I'm not Dave Mustaine though. Even though Megadeth is my favorite band. But you know, I'm just a fucking Christian, and I'm pretty fucking happy with that. You know.
Wow.
The one man podcast.
And of course, James, who lost his mama. No.
This guy is on the biggest.
I'm gonna kick your dog, James. I hate you.
This guy is on the biggest meth bender I've ever heard.
Slizer. You're amazing, Slizer.
This is basically live cast karaoke going on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You imitate each of these things. Ready? Here's one.
What? Yeah, okay.
Go.
No.
That was so good. Here's another one. One more.
Yeah.
You nailed it. That was the best one. Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
Goodbye. All right. Thank you for your call, Slizer.
Yes, no problem.
That was really good.
Oh, I didn't give him any of the Lutalico ones. I should have said this. I am the table. All right. Maybe next time he calls.
I see my folks showed up in the chat. They haven't been there in a while.
Oh, yeah. They let you know that they're going for a swim, and that isn't code.
Yeah. That's most definitely code. That's most definitely code.
What do they say when they're really going for a swim? That they're going to go fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some babies.
Have you met the parents, Vanessa?
I have met the parents.
How'd you get along?
Good. They're sweet people.
Were they upset that you weren't a ginger?
Let's keep the bloodline pure.
Sean, you're going out with one of them dusky people. She's very swarthy. But I like her. I like her. She's a good egg.
There's a sandy quality to her.
She ain't one of them Arabs, is she? Like that Rob on your radio.
Yeah,
she's
a little bit. She's
a little exotic.
I'm not an Arab.
I thought that was the word going around.
He's a Persian. That's what they call him. That's what the white people in the KKK call them.
Yeah.
Purge. Half purge, half kike.
Okay.
Actually, you're all kike.
I'm all kike.
Half purge. Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, there's a good question. Vanessa, do you think 9/11 happened, or are you a 9/11 denier?
No, it didn't happen.
She was a keeper. That's all.
Follow-up
right
question. Did he convert you to that position, or did you always think that?
I just hear it so much from him. She's
just numb to it at this point.
Okay.
She has to fall asleep at night to me just yammering on about how 9/11 didn't happen.
What's the most – I have two-part question. Mm-hmm. What's the most embarrassing thing involving Sean that you could tell us, sexual and non-sexual?
his OCD
issues. Really? Oh, I'm very interested in that.
Yeah. We actually had a lengthy conversation about it last night.
Well, yeah. What is OCD about, Sean? Tell us.
You can. It's fine. I don't give a shit.
No, I won't tell it all.
Give us a taste. A teaser.
He does before he leaves the house in the morning or like takes drink a shower.
No.
Yeah, well, that's.
I don't know.
Does the beer tab have to be facing the right direction on the table? Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Things.
No. Does his penis have to be tucked in a certain way into his mm-hmm. pants?
I have to lick everything in the room before I leave.
Wow, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I noticed you didn't answer the sexual part. But
Which one? Oh, God. There's a few of them.
Oh. Yeah, which one are you going to pull?
How many you got?
Yeah. How much time you got?
I know. I feel bad.
15 minutes.
Sure. We want you to embarrass him, though. So
I don't even know which one we could pick.
Go with the least embarrassing one. I'm sure it's still good.
Has Sean ever asked you to do anything that you were like, what?
That you said no to.
You're crazy. That's my Vanessa.
No, actually, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, because she's got a pretty, she's as filthy as I am. I don't think like taking a dump on my chest or anything would throw her any kind of loop. You know.
I've had a little bit of surgery done, though, so it's been a little.
Yeah, she's had some surgery down there.
Yeah.
What? Rejuvenation.
She's had really?
A rejuvenation.
Tightening? Tightening?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have
there was
the
a bleaching
lip
and a tightening? And
a lip trim? What?
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. No.
You know what the new thing is now? Vajazzling. You ever see that?
Yeah, no, she went for the feathers and
wait,
fur.
Wait, what's vajazzling?
No, Jennifer sent me this thing about, it was like a Groupon type, not Groupon, but like Groupon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they send you to a spa and they put beads around your fucking pussy.
No, it's diamonds. It's actual
diamonds.
Is it
diamonds.
Real
diamonds?
Yeah, it's Swarovski's.
Well, what I saw was fake diamonds.
It gives a whole new meaning to a blood diamond, doesn't it?
Hey, that's what I was thinking. Hey!
The new thing is fox fur, like bright pink and bright blue fox fur, or big feathers, like Mardi Gras feathers. It was on BuzzFeed this week.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
So what was the surgery that you had? Is this a joke or are you serious?
Oh, no, I'm serious. I had a...
You don't have to.
Hold on. Before we go into this, let's just... Wait. No.
What?
Nick is here.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Have you had any genital surgeries lately?
Genital surgeries? No, but there was a little pimple there right underneath the sack, and I popped it out.
Like in your taint? Like a taint pimple?
I'm actually...
Small white
goosh pimp?
You know.
A goosh zit?
Did you have to, like, squat over a mirror? Did you see it?
You did it by feeling, probably.
I can see down there. It's cool.
Damn.
Unlike you, Sid.
That damn genital periscope.
Nick can bend down, and he can look underneath his nutsack.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Have you seen
it?
Right now?
Get into that position.
Wait, people can't do that?
Yeah, with your clothes on, do
he's
it.
Very
let's see
flexible.
How it is.
When I shave my balls, I just do that.
Look down. Come on, guys.
How low do you get?
Well, I mean, you got to see that you got the backside of the balls.
I use a mirror when I shave.
Well, I'm not like bent over like an L kind of thing.
Wait a minute, Darren. How are you able to hold a razor in one hand?
I put the mirror on the toilet seat, and it sticks out. It's like a long mirror, and I spread my legs around it, and I shave.
So all the hair falls onto the mirror?
Yeah, clean it after. What's the big deal?
Wait, is the toilet seat down?
Yeah, the lid is down.
So then you have to, like, clean all your balls hair.
I don't do it that often. I can
Jubilee flying all the place.
I don't shave my balls that often. It's a procedure. So it takes like an hour.
Why don't you shave your balls that often?
It's like
an
hour.
Yeah.
I don't even shave them. I just cut.
I just hop out of the shower and 3 minutes and we're out of there.
Why is this so funny? I don't get it.
Because she's stoned.
I'm just...
Yeah.
No, I ate a brownie with a joint baked into it.
I'm just trying to imagine you in the bathroom.
Oh, don't.
Just like standing in your Crocs over the top of the Crocs.
I never wear my Crocs inside the house.
Yeah, you don't get hair in the holes of the Crocs. That's terrible.
This is going on in my head, Darren, not in your
head. I didn't mean to disrupt you. I'm sorry.
Taking her out of the moment.
Do I have a Mets shirt on with ball hair all over it? Is that...
Yeah, and you're wearing your Mets jersey.
And I have I'm watching meatholes porn on the television.
No, your phone is in front of you. And you're watching it on your phone.
Are there Bermuda shorts at your ankles, too?
Yes, we'll throw that in for Noah. Nice. And I'm vjazzled.
So, like, when you go over your balls with the razor, do you, like, move your nutsack around?
Wait, you use a razor?
How do you do it?
That's
straight
dangerous.
Razor. Old school.
Like, but a clipper. Like a clipper.
Yeah,
But I don't actually touch skin.
Like a clipper.
Scissors.
Same thing I use to shave my...
I don't know.
You use scissors?
You well, use, what? How?
Rob has hair. I shave my head completely.
Are you afraid you're going to cut skin? Like, if you cut your clothes?
I don't just use. It's a back and forth process.
I've used scissors if it's.
Scissors. Not just
long.
Scissors. No, I use a clipper too, but okay. Not for like my balls.
Is it like a Brillo
kind of,
pad that you really need like just get in there with the scissors first, or what is the deal?
I use the scissor first if it's long, and then I go.
Oh, you let it. Yeah. Oh,
just
I just never let it get to a point where I would need to use it.
I don't like
wax.
It too short because I don't like being pricked by my pubes.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
Pricked by my pubes.
That's the episode.
But pricked by other dudes.
Oh,
that's okay.
Look
that's
at Monica. She has her hand over her mouth in horror.
She doesn't want any straight pubes.
What is this?
You, Monica, how do you trim your pubes?
Have you not heard this show, Monica?
Don't out of her mind.
I don't know how you come up with this stuff. Do you really go home and do that?
No, I ask.
We don't make this shit up.
What do you mean? Yeah. Do I go home and do what?
You don't trim
my
your pubic area?
That, you don't think that would be a sanitary.
Maybe she's got like a rainforest cafe going
Let's
on.
Hear. Do you have a bush going down there? Is that what's going on?
I just don't go to such great like heights.
Well, he's taller.
Like, no. I think he's trying to say, you guys go through like a lot of work.
Well, how do you do it?
Your studio is a little more
shaveable.
Yeah,
I have a forest down
there. Yeah, for us, we can either wax or shave, and that's like one process. We don't have to shave and then go over it with a clipper.
But the thing is, though, ladies don't have balls, and balls are pretty sensitive. So you gotta
or a dick in the way, and also
our vaginas are also sensitive.
No,
but
not even.
Do you have the hair?
All your bullshit should be inside, you know, unless you do have a bunch of like meat coming on, lettuce coming out.
I'm just saying the whole area is sensitive.
No, but I'm just talking about where we've got like folds all happening and shit, and there's hairs coming out of those folds that get caught, and then you clip your balls, and it's bad. Just a bad.
Did you ever clip your balls?
Oh God, yeah. Oh, I never nipped to my.
What kind of injuries have you had down there while shaving?
Just nip in the sack. Just where it's like, then it'll look like, you know, just like a little red. Ooh, that just gives me a horror. Just like,
I'm shivering.
But like, if I don't pull it taut enough when you're shaving, and then it gets a little bit gets caught in the clipper itself.
Has Lady Vanessa ever helped you with this process?
You should.
Like a spotter?
You really should.
Probably should now.
Yeah.
A pubic spotter?
Yeah.
Do you find if he has some kind of thick forest going there that it's more like unattractive or more attractive?
No, actually. He keeps it well down there.
Just because he gets the fire crotch because he's at the red hair.
Yeah, there's sometimes I warn her. I'm like, hey, it's I've let it go a little bit. So,
would you guys ever shave each other?
I wouldn't care.
Into shaving.
Oh, you have a problem?
Sure, I'll shave you.
Okay.
Aww, true love right here.
Even in between his cheeks, Vanessa.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you shave over there?
That's a little.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Lord knows what goes on back there.
Well, what if you're in the shower and you just washed it?
No.
It's nice and clean. Then would you shave it? Or lick it?
Or apply male nair? Does that exist?
Mare?
I think that's just nair.
No. Okay.
Nair.
Not, like, nair
is not gender specific.
Oh, I thought it was just for broads.
Yeah.
Yeah, it smells like burning hair, doesn't it?
Like farts.
What?
It smells like farts to me.
You've so
nair?
Farted. Nair smells like farts?
I thought you meant it smells like farts now. I never smelled nair.
It smells horrible.
Yeah. But you just go to the salon, don't you?
If I go to the salon for my pubic hair?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Hey, Barbara, can you hit me up now?
She gets an updo on her vagina.
Can you put in a bump it, please?
Prom night in Noah's vagina.
I was thinking of a bomb this week, perhaps.
I'm going to go with the pigtails.
Oh,
okay, that's cute. Keeping it underage.
Swedish vagina.
But then I seem to remember you saying you go baldy, don't you?
I don't go baldy.
Oh, I thought I
But I clean it out, but I still need like a little bit of hair.
A strip. You need a landing strip?
Yeah, a landing
I like
strip.
That. Let's settle this. Just show us. Go ahead.
Really?
Rob, I thought you saw it when you were taking advantage of her on the cruise when she was wasted.
I am a good friend. I would never do something like that. I brought her to a room and I put her to sleep.
And then
I
received a film for her. Yeah.
Come on, let's see the strip, Noah. Come on. It's Fox NFL Sunday. Come on, it's Super Bowl
All
Sunday.
All around the table. Everybody just take it out.
Just pull down the pubes. Show the pubes.
If you guys do it, then I'll do it. But I'm not going to do it if nobody else does.
I'll do it.
Do you want to see my pubes? I don't care.
I want to do it first, though.
I say only
no,
Rob does
do it.
Come on, Noah. Noah, do it for Super Bowl Sunday. Come
no.
on.
No.
Whoa.
No.
How is...
No. No.
our listeners don't get any satisfaction out of it.
Yeah,
they just
exactly.
get our live
yeah,
reaction.
Right.
You
should
something?
Put a picture on the.
Frank has 2 hours of it.
Oh,
on
your
cameras.
Pew?
Really?
Wait,
no,
so...
I don't know.
Wait, Frank... what?
How do
wait,
you not know?
What
do you...
Back?
Yeah,
wait.
Rewind.
No, Frank. Okay, the footage from the cruise, Frank kept taping my ass.
Uh-huh. So you
he
have pubes
like...
on your ass?
No, I don't have pubes. I'm not talking about pubes.
Ass hair.
Yes, we were talking about pubes.
I forgot what we were talking.
Why? What does Frank have? I want to get to the bottom of this.
He has just footage of her swimming around. Like, we got one of those GoPro HD cameras, so you can put it underwater. So when Noah was swimming, he put the camera underwater.
And Noah doesn't know. That's when she adjusts
taping
her
butt
strings and stuff. And she didn't know.
No.
She didn't know there was a camera.
Women things.
I was not on the rag when we were on the rag.
Okay.
That would have been horrible.
I'm sure.
100%.
You sure you didn't, like, fart when you were down there because you thought there was no camera or anything? Or, like, pick
no,
like,
underwater
actually,
and bubbles coming
actually, I went, you know how, like, when you're sitting at the start of the water, I don't know called.
The edge of the pool.
Yeah, like, if you get wiped out and then, like, sand goes in your underwear, so I did go back in the water because the sand was, like, these little pebbles and I had to get them
oh, they
out
yeah,
of
sand
my body.
In your vagina?
Sand in your vagina? I just want to say that. A clear soundbite of sand in your vagina.
Okay.
No, but it was in
so you're
butt.
Saying there was no sand in your vagina.
We got it.
Sand in vagina?
What were you trying to say then?
I like balls.
Perfect.
No, so what I'm saying,
I
was saying that because I went back into the water to try to shake it out, and maybe he was taping me while I was doing that.
No.
By the way,
a lot of this is very creepy to me.
Campion95 said, "Never have I been so envious of sand."
Oh.
He wants to be in your crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can
get
just
washed out.
He can get a superpower of being Noah's toilet seat.
Morbid Toaster says, "Queef it out." I should have just squeezed it out.
That would have been
painful. That's my motto in
life. No,
Monica's shocked
when
by
going
queefs.
Tough, just queef it out.
Monica made the shocked face again when we said queefs.
Monica just can't handle people
Monica's
saying queefs.
Monica's on like an 11 of a 1 to 10 stone right now.
Fine, I'm just... No.
You're fine. 5 minutes ago she said, is this real life?
Is this real life?
Story stop clipping your ball hair. Yeah. Like, it
wasn't a story.
So
she asked it. It wasn't even a story. It was like a general question about it, the process of it. What about queefing? You don't queef at all?
Of course.
How often do you queef?
It doesn't just happen.
Yeah, you don't just queef. Queef on your own.
You can say you queef
often
or
not.
How
frequently the queef happens.
So no, you've never practiced queefing?
Queefing only will happen to me during sex.
Do your queef
not...
smell?
No, it's just air.
Well,
it's just air and whatever my vagina smells like.
Yeah. So does it smell?
I mean, I'm sure it has its own special scent.
Pleasant.
But...
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to, like a bad smell. I just meant does it have an odor?
A stink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, during sex.
Awesome.
No.
Nothing wrong with that. Your vagina doesn't have a scent.
We don't have a sex odor. You have a sex odor?
Okay, so you're telling me that while you guys are fucking, there's no, like, pheromones?
There's some funk down there for sure.
Not funk. Funk is a
in a good way. Funk doesn't have... All right, fine. A scent.
Sex has a smell.
Yes, I agree.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a funk, like a funky.
It's hot jungle
perspiration.
Consistent.
Someone needs to go to the doctor if there's like a funk smell.
All right, funk was a poor choice of words, all right? Fucking jerk off.
Now that's when the funk smell comes up.
We have learned so much about ourselves tonight.
I forgot what we were talking about.
On the 150th.
I feel a lot closer to you.
Of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
See? Funk is on a roll. This is a great Brodus play theme music.
What were we talking about before that?
Queefing.
Oh, yeah, queefing. Yeah, so there's no odor.
Right. I was just asking.
Yeah.
I just think they sound
funny. Wait, Monica wants to chime in on the queef discussion. Give her the mic.
I don't know.
Double mic it. Double mic her.
Monica, Flash Funk in the chat asks, would you fuck Steve Urkel?
Steve Urkel, no.
What about Jaleel White?
What about his cool counterpart, Stefan Urkel?
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe.
Yeah. Are you generally attracted to the African-American gentleman?
No, not generally.
Okay, what's your preference? What type of guys do you like?
I don't know.
No, don't listen to him. He's a bad influence.
I don't know, tall.
You like tall? Noah's brother?
No, tall.
Oh, I thought you
usually
said tall.
Usually Caucasian.
Bearded?
No, I like them to be clean shaven and look like a little boy. Wait, no, not a little boy.
Take this away from me. Vanessa's just happy we're not asking her any questions anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, well. I see that it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah, but we started 5 minutes late, so we still have 5 minutes in the show.
Okay.
Okay, so back to queefing.
Yeah.
Right.
Or did you want to talk about your vaginal rejuvenation?
Which you got? Oh, yeah, what happened with your vaginal rejuvenation?
Oh, I got burned. I got a needle stuck up me. Yeah.
Wait. That was the procedure, or that's what happened that you needed a procedure?
It really wasn't a vaginal rejuvenation. I was just kidding.
Oh, so I don't know.
But you really had, like,
serious.
No, no, no.
A vajazzle or whatever.
What was wrong?
Colposcopy. Abnormal cells on the cervix.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Are you okay,
I thought
though?
This was going to be like
It's part of getting old, guys.
Yeah.
How old are you?
32 in April.
You're older than Sean?
Doesn't look a day over 36.
Thank you.
Months.
No.
That's what Sean usually likes.
Totally don't look 32.
No, when I met her, I thought she was 21 years old. I was like, yep.
Yeah, definitely don't look 32.
And I was like, oh.
Well, once I get a good look, I can see. No.
Jesus. Yeah. I was like expecting you for lap lines.
No. No, so we can't bang or anything for what? 3 weeks? Since last Monday.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so it's just a lot of beeches.
How are you overcoming that issue?
That was what happened this morning.
Did you just, like, rub Sean's back while he jerks off or something?
Yeah.
or, like, give him some words of encouragement. Like, you're doing
okay.
Great.
That's kind of close. Don't cry. Don't cry. You can cry.
I was going to say, do you lay next to him when he curls up in shame?
Yeah. She actually reminded me of that. I totally forgot that. There was some point in time early on in the relationship where we couldn't do anything, and I was like, I'm just going to jerk off then.
There you go.
And I did. And she was laying there, and I just sort of just looked at her body and sort of yanked away.
Now, Vanessa, are you the big swoon when you guys cuddle? When you do
I am,
cuddle?
Actually.
It's a 50-50.
60-40? 70-30.
Yeah.
70-30.
Yeah. 85-35.
Yeah. So romantic. Determining the percentage of who's a big spoon.
Well, my AC is right next to the fucking bed, and I like being facing it, so the AC is like right on my face. And so sometimes
you hear that,
I end up being the big phone.
He'd rather be facing the AC than facing you.
Mm. Any strap-on play when you're the AC? When you're facing the AC?
Yeah. Oh God, when she's big spoon, it's a big spoon.
Nice.
It's a spork.
Do you ever blast the AC? Do you ever like put it on high so then that way Sean's face gets hurt?
Do you put it on high, Sean, then turn around so that your anus is exposed to the AC?
No, that happens regardless because she's the one that grabs all the blankets and then there's my ass just poked out at the AC. And then I'll turn it to her and I'll press it against her. And then
Sean's AC on like 61. It's crazy.
At time, my room too. I got a few questions here. Does Vanessa listen to the show?
I do once in a while, yeah.
Okay.
I usually listen at work or whatever.
She only listens if I tell her it's a good one.
But
be honest. Be honest.
I listen to when you weren't on. Because
that's true, too.
You only listen when you're not on.
Monica, how old are you? You've been asked.
24.
So you're the youngest person in the room.
Kid.
Yeah.
And by like 10 years.
She just hollered, by the way.
Holla. Sid, give me a murder.
Murder.
Yeah.
Is that somebody in the chat room asking for that?
No,
it's
just the holler.
That was a Darren asking.
Holla, Brad. All right. And Vanessa has asked, what is your favorite position?
Oh.
You can be honest.
Let me see.
All over my penis.
I like different stuff. The window is fun and, like, you know.
Which we've talked about.
Yeah.
What's the window?
Out the window? Face.
Yeah,
yeah. She's kind of hanging out the window, but we're standing inside. Wait, like,
I wasn't sure.
If parents have gone swimming now.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, they're doing the window. Now. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was that or if the window is a thing. Like,
no. Oh, I have a nice window, like sill that's almost like a seat. Like, it's really deep.
That's
so
nice. That's
fun. And if when it was nicer out, then we'd have the window open. And she'd be
poked out the window, but when it's colder out,
what do you
just
do when you have the air conditioner in?
No, this is out in the like the living room area.
Yeah.
The family room, sorry.
I have an awesome window that's like ass height. It goes out onto a fire escape so they can like lean out.
That's what this is.
Yeah,
that's just, yeah.
No one ever looks up, though.
No. Mm-mm.
They will now.
Yeah.
The best part about having sex with a girl in her living room is looking at the pictures of the family all around the room.
Great contribution, Nick. That was it. That was nice.
Great. Like her when she's like 11 years old.
Wait, are you talking about your
with her
family
grandmother?
Photos?
No.
Hers. The girl.
Hold on. She turns around. And goes, no. I need that picture to look at when you were 11.
Yeah. Your grandma.
She puts it down. You slowly put it back up.
I need that to finish. Where's that one of your dad in his army uniform? Put that.
All right.
Be all you can be.
We did it, you guys.
Army strong.
Yeah. Vanessa, does Sean wear a stocking on his head while fucking? I don't even know what that means.
Is that from that picture?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I got yeah.
Like right. A bank robber?
Yeah, like one of those kind of ski masky deals.
Yeah, there was some guy that looked like Sean wearing one of those on his head.
Fit for a rape enactment.
Dave Mustaine's only friend says, pile driver with Sean on the bottom.
Nice. Okay. Sean, what is your favorite position? He's really thinking about it, folks.
I kind of like. No, I guess like it would be the
rusty
she's
trombone
on her knees and chest against the wall, like on like maybe on the couch backwards or on a bed against like the wall against Jill.
That's his favorite though.
That's my favorite. I just didn't want to open it up, But and then so you're kneeling behind each other and then she's pressed against the wall, probably
gotcha.
That one. Also, can be done in the bathroom on the bathroom floor, like bent over the side of the bathtub.
And that's why I think we already answered already. What kind of weird shit does Sean request in bed? You didn't answer that one. It's being asked again.
Yeah, he asked me to pee on him a couple times.
Really?
I don't know.
You're not joking for the show, right? That's honest.
No.
So not on the bed, but if you were in the shower. Right?
Yeah, maybe in the shower.
In what context?
You did pee on me in the shower that one time.
But accidentally. How does that count?
And
but
really,
it was my
Chuck,
dick. But it was my dick.
Pee on you in bed. Will you sleep? Will you sleep?
You get the rubber sheets on.
I have a good, nice blue tarp that I have under stash underneath that I just kind of throw over the
bed. Have you ever requested her to wear like a horse bottom so that she with a big
it's
black
wheel?
Have you ever jerked them off into a Doritos bag?
Oh.
That's an idea.
I'm glad this conversation comes up because now it's going to spice up our love life for the next week. It's gotten a little stale with surgery.
Oh.
Not able to do anything.
Your schedule.
So, I was a human urinal. That too.
All right, well, we've learned just a little too much about Sean, so let's wrap it up.
All right. That was a fun show.
That was good.
Thank you, Yob.
Thank you, Mike.
I was talking to you. I just can't pronounce your name right.
Mike Scheitz from Yob.
Darren already has a buffalo wing in his mouth.
Yob.
Let's get on that shit.
To all of our sit-in guests, thank you to Monica, Vanessa, and Nick for sitting in, for everyone being a good sport. Thanks to all our callers. All over the world. We got callers in Australia and Norway today.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. And as usual.
Maybe we should just do the show from 3 o'clock every day.
No.
Yes,
no,
I
lose this whole day. That's fucking retarded.
During the Facebook.
Another off-air conversation. But thank you.
I guess
like
I can see
otherwise.
How much the show means to you, Sean.
Thank you, most importantly, to all of our listeners for listening for these last 150 episodes. Because without you, we'd probably still be doing the show, but we really do appreciate that you tune in to our
someone else besides us that's listening.
Yeah. So thank you to all of our junkies, all of our milkies, our live cast stations, our live castaways,
live
casters.
The casters.
We did 100 shows.
150 shows.
Can we do like cast holes?
We did 50 shows again, though.
We did it again
for the third time.
All right. We're getting out of here. We got a Super Bowl to watch.
Yeah.
No, fucking foodie.
And fucking foodie.
Hey, go Giants!
All right. So we'll see you guys in a bit.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Goodbye.